And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Do we have a great show for you today? We got Captain Dave Ibram from the Tomahawk, Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris. We're going to be talking Fisherman's Landing, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. It's going to be a great show. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we engineered the truck of the future for everyone. Ford F-150. Available with a ProPower onboard generator and a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. Because the truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's for America. Ford F-150. Drive one today. Come in now for a huge selection of vehicles, like the 2022 Ford F-150 for 1.9% APR for 60 months, only at your San Diego County Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 1.9% APR financing for 60 months at $1,748 per month, per thousand finance, regardless of down payment. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 4/3/2023. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, AFCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Right off the bat, I stepped on Corey's toes. I'm so used to sitting in that seat with Pete over here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Rick.
Good morning.
Certainly good to have you. And so this starts a long session of Corey and myself. And, you know, Pete is on that big, his kind of a bucket list trip down to Patagonia. So it's going to be several shows with Corey and myself and a couple of just myself while Corey's down keeping El Salto in line. But
got to keep it honest.
Yeah, absolutely. And, boy, we're really excited to side it off this morning here with Captain Frank Lopresti. And new to the show, but certainly not new to fishing. And I know a lot of guys fish from Captain Dave Ibram, now of the Tomahawk. Good morning, boys.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good morning.
We're very excited to have you. And Dave, this is a first time on Let's Talk Hookup, but now the new owner of the Tomahawk, not new to the boat. I know you've been with the boat before, but we're very excited to have you and excited to have some new blood here on Let's Talk Hookup and stoked to talk about you, man. And congratulations on the new boat.
Thank you. I'm glad the way everything's shaping out.
It's a lot of fun. And Frank, this, you know, new addition to the landing and to the boat? How did all of this come about, and you know, the partnership with you guys, and how did this, you know, next wave of Tomahawk fishing kind of all happen?
Well, I think it's, first of all, I want to say it's going to be a completely different wave and a very, very good wave. You know, Tim and I and Doug pretty much keep our eye open for good operators.
Mm-hmm. Always looking for talent.
Right. Always looking for somebody that will hold up Fisherman's Landing's reputation, not only catching fish-wise, but service-wise, whether it be from food to cleanliness of boat. Those things come first, okay? The other thing you look for is, you know, we've got young men that are good fishermen, but they don't know how to save their money. They spend it all. So we look for a guy that not only is a good fisherman, seems like an excellent person, mm-hmm. but also has saved some money. Because if he hasn't saved some money working in this business, because, you know, when you think about it, you don't have to pay for your food.
Right.
You're gone so much, you can get a cheap rental, right? So you should be able to save some money unless you're just blowing it.
Yeah.
All right. So one of the things that we expect when we talk to a young man that wants to have his own boat is, hey, what have you got to put into this?
Yeah.
Because if they don't have any risk involved, why should they stick with it? We have a bad season. Adios, Frank, Tim,
yeah.
Doug, we'll see you
I'm
later.
I'm going to go do something
right?
else.
Right. And in this case, David has saved some money. He cashed in his retirement fund, his whole bit. He's all in.
Yeah.
Okay? So he's got something to lose.
Tim said that a long time ago. Nothing motivates you like need to make that check at the end of the day. Like there is.
Oh, it's just amazing. I'll give you a perfect example. Remember Bruce?
Sure.
When he was working on the Shogun, it was okay. He did a pretty good job.
Sure.
Boy, did things change when he got his own boat. Holy cow. My God. All of a sudden, you know what this costs? Yeah. Well, no bull.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, there's nothing better than when you have to pay for it and it's coming out of your pocket.
No doubt.
And when you have the opportunity that in 5 or 6 years, you're going to be sitting pretty good.
Yeah.
All right? So that's what we look for, and it sure makes a difference.
I think it was such a great call and such a great team that's going to come together. Dave, obviously, we'll look forward to talking about, you know, your fishing career, but you were already intimately familiar with the boat, and what a platform to get to start this off of. That Tomahawk is a very comfortable big boat. Tell us a little bit about the boat and, you know, and kind of how it came together on your side of it.
Yeah, I mean, I did, like you mentioned previously, operate the boat, and so it was pretty much just a plug and play when Frank and Tim gave me that call. And it worked out, as I mentioned, pretty much just making improvements that are just going to better the boat, the layout, the big bunk room, double wide bunks, galley that seats a bunch. I mean, the list goes on of just, you know, the bait storage, the fish hole storage. It's just the layout is the platform that I've definitely wanted to be a part of. And I feel like we could, you know, add to it, make it better, you know, in time.
It's a tremendously comfortable boat all the way around. It's big. I mean, it's big. It's big everywhere. Like you said, the bunkhouse is big. I think all, or, you know, if not close to all, are, you know, double the size of bunks. The bait capacity is huge for a boat that's running shorter trips like you are, everything's big. The sides of the boat, well, you know, two guys can stand shoulder to shoulder and pass by each other. It's just a very, very comfortable boat.
And the other thing I might add is we're putting some money into the boat.
Sure.
We're adding new electronics.
Oh, cool.
Just put in, David helped put in a brand new auxiliary, brand new. Okay.
That's a generator?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And, also rebuilt, completely rebuilt one of the engines. So the boat should be good for the entire season, no problems whatsoever.
That's exciting.
So I see nothing to stop David. So I think it's going to be very, very successful. And he's available for charter, excuse me, but he's also got a schedule up of day and a half to 3-day trips. that people can book on individually.
That was going to be my question. Is that the style of trip that you see running with a Tomahawk most often, the day and a half to 3 days?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like we're going to pretty much target that. And making sure, you know, if those fish are biting during the night like they were last season in that springtime, early springtime, kind of having those 1.75-day trips available and or two-day trips. I think that's pretty much what we're going to call it, is the two-day trip, since we are leaving at that 11 a.m. But, yeah, March 1st is our first trip online.
What's the advantage really give you from a traditional day-and-a-half trip to, like you say, the two-day style trip that you're planning on offer? Like, what advantage really is there on a trip like that?
God, it's so huge compared a two-day compared to a day-and-a-half. The day-and-a-half we leave at 7 p.m. So, obviously, getting bait early, all that helps. But a lot of times you're on the back end of that nighttime bite if it is the nighttime deal. So, leaving at 11 or noon, you know, you're able to get bait and kind of, you know, make your way to the grounds and have the full night along with the daytime. So that approach is just huge, man. I felt like leaving a lot at 7 p.m. last year kind of, you know, made it tougher for us, for sure. But again, it's just seeing how these things bite. I mean, to be determined.
Of course.
Sure. But yeah, we're ready. We're ready to attack it, whichever way it's thrown at us.
And really the biggest advantage, instead of catching two bluefin, you're allowed to catch four.
Because you have 12 hours.
Because you leave at 11 in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a win-win. Where is that cutoff?
Actually 12 o'clock.
So where is that cutoff? You know, like a day and a half, you're only allowed 1 day's limit, right?
Well, you know, then, it's like David said. First of all, you leave at 7. You get bait. You're not clearing the point before 8:30.
At best.
And then you get to the fishing grounds. Let's say they're only 40 miles. You're not getting there till 1 in the morning. A lot of times the bite's over by then.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Or you only have 2 or 3 hours left.
To try and get located, and get on them, try and get some bites.
Yep.
So it's a huge advantage.
Yeah.
Okay? And not only that, but besides the fact that instead of only catching two, you can catch four.
Yeah.
And if you get them, then you can look for other stuff, yellowtail under kelp patties and things like that during the day.
And if it's best to make your catch at night, you're getting two nighttime opportunities to get the job done.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's awesome.
Exactly.
And, but 12 hours is, I think, the cut. You know, you have to spend 12 hours of a day to be able to take a day's worth of limits.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, for sure.
You know, I understand the boat's leaving at 7 when you've got all the yellowfin around and the Dorado around because you got other things to fill in.
Sure.
But those trips that leave at 7 p.m., 8 p.m., I just don't feel very comfortable about them as far as having great odds to go get your fish.
It's not that it can't happen, but boy, you're really under the gun of you've got to land on top of them to make it happen. It probably doesn't give you a lot of time to work as an operator.
But you know, there are times where it's daytime fish.
Sure.
So then you're in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's a beautiful thing, but it's crazy how much our industry has changed in just this last 6 to 8 years. You know, everything we're talking about is so new to this industry, really, in the last handful of years.
Well, it's been nothing but amazing.
I mean, it's a beautiful thing.
You watch some of these boats come in from a two-day trip, and you think, God, that boat just got back from Clarion.
Yeah.
You know, it's just amazing. And they're such a beautiful fish and such. And the other thing about them is because you're catching them in 2 and 3 day range, the quality of the product you get to take home, as long as it's properly taken care of by the crew and bled and everything else, amazing product.
That's a question that comes up so much, Dave. What's your plan of attack? Obviously, you were on the boat last season, but now it all falls under your guidance.
Yeah,
like, what's the fish care process like for the Tomahawk?
It's huge. I mean, every fish battle is different. Obviously, we always like to aim for the head. One side of the fish hit the deck only, and pretty much acquired a handful of these gill and gut knives and gill and gutting them, bleeding them out, gill and gutting them, and dropping them in the fish hold. It's just been something I've practiced, you know, back when I worked with JJ on the Apollo of, you know, just that care of fish and something all of us practice nowadays. I mean, it's quality of fish, good quality of fish coming off the boat. It's a huge thing, important thing. So, yeah, making sure we take the right steps for that, checking the fish hold often, temp gauge in the wheelhouse and in the engine room, and it's just, you know, keeping tabs on what's important down there in that fish hold.
Something that, you know, I as a passenger and a lot of us listening don't know anything about, how tough is, you know, you mentioned that you have it in two different places, the temperature of the well. Like, how much upkeep, how much work does it take to keep those, you know, RSWs where you want them at? I mean, is it constant messing with once you get it set? Do they kind of ride for the whole trip? Like, how much work is it on you and your crew and your engineers end to make sure that the, you know, fish hold is at the optimal temperature?
Luckily, this system on the Tomahawk, the way we've set it up, we would like to keep it at 30, 32, throw a few bags of salt down there, and it's pretty much just self-ran. I mean, turn it on, leave it on with this style of setup that it is.
That's
and
great.
Periodically, crew member checks the sea strainer just to see if scales have gathered up. And cleaning that.
That's one of the biggest challenges
exactly,
that exist? Okay.
Exactly. Making sure the spray is still spread out evenly because it's a RSW spray.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, chilled water going over them. And, I mean, that's the huge thing about this gill and gutting of these bluefin. I mean, you're chilling it from the outside in and the inside out. So it's just huge. Like Frank said, that product coming off these short-range boats is just – it's a beautiful
thing. Tremendous,
oh,
yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And generally, it just there's more work to it than that. It's an every hour check,
mm-hmm.
all right, because something can go wrong, pump can start leaking, whatever. But you know, it's a general check every hour.
Yeah, sure,
exactly.
Is there redundancy to those types of systems, or is it, you know, fall in the engineer's hands when something goes wrong? We got to get that thing figured out, you know, replace whatever it may be. Like,
that's why you keep spare parts.
Yeah, I'll bet so. That's really cool. Well, certainly excited to have you and have the boat. And, boy, so much to cover. So many questions both on the boat side of things, on the fishing side of things, what we have looking forward to coming up with the Tomahawk. Corey, we're just going to have a great show today.
I know. I agree with you, man. It's just a beautiful Sunday morning here with Dave and Frank. And we want you to join us, man. There's a couple ways to do it. You can give us a call, 213-432-1090 is the telephone number here to Let's Talk Hookup. Again, 213-432-1090. There's an open line right now. It's yours. You got a question for Dave or for Frank about the boat, the Tomahawk, pretty cool. Or you can text us via the app. Only through the app, you text the show. And it's a cool way to do it, too. Make sure you leave your name and telephone number, because we are giving away a really cool prize. I know, right?
Hey,
at the end of the show.
Yeah, you're not kidding. Somebody's going to get the opportunity to go fishing with Captain Dave on a day and a half trip on board the Tomahawk. So, you know, I know you guys have been really putting in a lot of effort, because let's face it, the weather the last couple weeks has been just crud down here, and Dave's been on that boat every day, rain or shine.
Yeah.
And well, you can tell that thing is going to be really, really cherry come this fishing season. And man, that was so cool of you guys to offer such an awesome opportunity for one of our callers or texters. Somebody's going to get to go fishing on a day and a half on board the Tomahawk at the end of the show.
Again, give us a call, 213-432-1090, or text us via the app. We're going to be right back. Let's Talk Hookup. So Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Long range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body when throwing jigs. The Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano's Super Free Spool provides extreme castability, you'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Finally, after 3 years, the boat shows are back. The Bart Hull Boat Show at the Fairplex in Pomona, January 20th to the 22nd, will kick off a series of Bart Hull Boat Shows that will highlight Southern California's premium dealers and most of the greatest boat manufacturers in the country, all in one place. Fishing boats, ski and wake boats, family fun boats, very fast boats, very exotic boats, personal watercraft, and some of the most spectacular, one-of-a-kind, handmade boats ever seen. If it floats and you can put it in or on your car,
yours, then it's probably at this show.
Marine accessories, wakeboards, marine clothing, kayaks, stand-up paddle boards. We've got it all, including live music. The Bart Hall Boat Show, January 20th to 22nd at the Fairplex in Pomona. Noon to 7 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday. Kids under 16 are free. All the boat dealers and all the boat factories you love, all in one place. Don't miss it. For more information, go to hallshows.com. That's hallshows.com.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Costa sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Costa is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Costa was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at CostaSunglasses.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Go, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, it was just conversation and good times. And Rick, the energy in here with Dave taking over the Tomahawk is so cool. I mean, it's awesome to feel.
I think
for sure.
I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great partnership and a lot of fun. And you know, Frank, this isn't anything new to you. You know, you have helped so many, myself very much included on that list. I mean, just recently we had Taro in here, and you know, he was talking about so proudly he and Gina, you know, that's their boat. And you know, this just feels so much like that, and so many other operators that have gotten their start. And I really enjoyed that story of, you know, what you were saying, you know, what you guys look for somebody. And it feels so reminiscent of Taro and the Liberty. And you know, you guys do such a good job of, hey, here's this boat, here's a great platform, let's help get this thing dead ship shape, let somebody else buy us out, and away they go. And you know, that turns into a legacy of a lifetime of keeping the fleet going.
That's right.
I really dig it.
It does. And it's it's in this day and age, it's hard for a young guy to come up with the money he needs to get into a boat. And I shouldn't even say in this day and age. I mean, Bill Poole gave me my first opportunity, and I'll never forget that.
Yeah.
So it feels good to keep that thing going.
It should. You should be really proud. I'm proud to get to watch it happen. And like I said, I'm on the same end of that list. I wouldn't be in my spot in the tackle store without you and Doug's help. And it's just really cool. And I just, you see the success path of this one. I think Dave's going to be a great one for the boat. And I'm really excited for both of you. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Well, the phone lines are absolutely packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to you. Corey, let's get things started.
Let's do it, Rick. John from Escondido. Good morning. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, John.
First 2 days in a row, all right. Hey, so a couple of questions. I love fishing on your boat, Dave. It's just a tremendous platform. It drifts really well and stuff. I was kind of bummed that it went down last year at the end of the season, and we didn't go fish on it with the CCA challenge, but hopefully we'll get to do that again this year.
Yeah,
your trip in March, first out of the chute, where do you think you're going to go? And then my question for Frank is, I'm on an 8-day in June, and was wondering if Jonathan was going to drive the boat again this year. And then I got a 4-day on the Shogun in April. And what do you think we can expect on the 4-day?
David, would you like to go first?
Yeah, no, I'm glad you were able to see the platform and get to be a part of that. Like I mentioned, we're definitely going to be conquering those bluefin here early spring if those are available. Sounds like they are farther south, so it seems like it's not too far off. But it's pretty much just adapting and you know, doing our homework here radio-wise, wheelhouse-wise, and trying to figure out where we need to be, looking at our resources as terrafin, sea surface temperatures like that. So pretty much to be determined on where we go trip by trip.
Just so everybody knows, the fishing for the commercial guys, and it's not a big commercial fleet right now. It's a small fleet. They're all done.
So they're already finished.
They're already finished.
The Mexican quota filled.
Yes. And, you know, Ted Dunn completed his deal in 14 days. And they had, you know, I talked to Ted. He said, just phenomenal schools.
Oh, that's so cool.
Crazy.
100 to 250 pound fish everywhere. So, and right now it's only about 170 miles from San Diego.
I'm trying to wrap my mind around this because we had some of the crappiest weather we've had in years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they fished right through that from the first of the year, filled it that quick. And
he started on January 1st. He was done on January 15th.
Insane. Wow. And they increased their quota by a little bit too, right? Mm-hmm. So with that increase of quota and that crappy weather, and they're all done.
That's right.
How does that affect things for you guys driving the boat? I can always remember the old days when that fish was under a lot of commercial pressure and you'd be on a school or the thought of, well, that fish doesn't want to stick to the boat because it's been beat up by all the commercial. But, like, how much does it help things when those fish are completely unmolested for such a nice long period of time, you know, with in theory, little to no commercial pressure from now until we start fishing them at the beginning of the season?
Yeah, I think it plays a huge role that, I mean, they're not getting prop wash all over the top of them, but bluefin will be bluefin. We all know that. You know, sometimes they want to bite, sometimes they don't. But absolutely, I think not having those guys, you know, bum rush them and basically having, you know, virgin fish, I think that's huge.
You know, excuse me, in the old days, you were talking about 25 to 30 seiners all trying to get schools. And now you're only talking about 3 or 4 seiners. And they're done.
Right.
Like I said. So, you know, we never saw them last year. So I think that it's going to be excellent fishing again. It sure looks that way.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to stop it. And I'm sure we'll have our yellowfin and our Dorado and all of that. We've been very, very fortunate to have the kind of fishing we've had. If anything, the people are getting thoroughly spoiled.
I'll tell you, we are. And here's one of those things. And it sure's got to light a fire under Dave. Is, you know, you talked about having the boat ready March 1st. I mean, how many seasons did you not even think about tuna fishing until June? And, you know, the old Bill Poole adage was 4th of July, go start catching your albacore. I mean, you legitimately need to have the boat ready in March, which, you know, I know you intend to do, but that's an extra half a season's worth of tuna fishing. We are in such a tremendous cycle of just healthy ocean and healthy fishing, and it's really, really fun to get to be a part of this right now. March was, you know, unheard of for tuna fishing, and now it's like, okay, boys, let's get ready. That's only a couple of months from now.
It is.
There are so many guys that are not ready on March 1st.
I believe that.
So a lot of them just take their time.
Yeah.
That's whatever they want to do.
Well, we want to go fishing.
Second half of John's question. First of all, on your 4-day, what are you going to do in April? I'm going to say you're going to be catching yellowtail and bluefin tuna. And as far as your 8-day goes, Jonathan will probably be back to his commercial gig, and I'm going to say either Trevin or Roy will be running that trip. I know I won't be. I'm running the next 18-day trip, and I ran a few 10-day trips this last year, but as people know, I'm getting older. And when you got sharp people like Trevin and Roy, it's smarter to let them
stay out of their way.
So, in April, I expect you're going to have that good fishing on yellowtail at Alejos Bank or Alejos Rocks. If not there on the 23, that's phenomenal yellowtail fishing that time of year. And you're going to have some shots at bluefin. And maybe some grouper and whatever else.
Cool.
Okay.
Frank, you talked, you called in the show several times. Roy did the same things with good tuna fishing this year at Alejos Rocks, and that was something we haven't seen in a little bit of time. What was that like having that back, and was it reminiscent of old times? Did it feel like it was the start of something new, or was it just a great bonus to have for a little shot of time?
In my opinion, we got to wait and see.
Okay.
Okay. Is it back to what it used to be? Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where you could catch 50, 60 pounders there and fill the boat for that matter. Okay. But it is showing signs of improvement. There's sure a tremendous body of that 8 to 10 pound fish. And that later there was that good 20, 25 pound fish. And, you know, 20 to 25-pound fish is great.
Yeah.
8 to 10-pound fish, I don't even want one on the boat.
Okay. Got that fine.
All right.
Cool. Well, in a much better spot than no fish to be there. So
that
sounds great. Well, I had a great text come through. It says, good morning, boys. Captain Dave, what type of terminal tackle would you recommend for an upcoming two-day trip on the Tomahawk? Also, what are the galley options for food? That's from Ralph and Minifee.
Yeah, so tackle recommendations. I'd say three setups. If you have more, wouldn't hurt. But three setups. You have a light 25 to 40 pound bait. Also, you could do a light sinker rig on that. 1020 hook, fluorocarbon, definitely. 60 pound rig and an 80 pound rig. Obviously, we're going to be targeting this bluefin, and that size varies. So paying attention to the fish counts, size coming in. If you're seeing a lot of that 60 to 100 pound fish, you know, 60, 80 pounds fine, but you start seeing those big 150s, 180s, 200s like that. Adjust accordingly. Obviously, a little heavier pound test. Doing these knife jigging setups, definitely want to have the two-speed heavy knife jigs. At least have a few spread out, 300 gram, 400 gram like that. And I like to have that reel filled with Spectra just for the sink rate. You know, a lot of times we're driving around at night, and it's, you see a school, stop on it, and it's getting those jigs down as fast as possible. So having a reel spooled with Spectra, I think that's a huge factor.
At nighttime on the big rig that you're talking about, do you always want just the physically biggest reel you can have? Is there a limitation to it? Like, in your opinion, what's the ideal nighttime knife jig bluefin setup like?
God, you know, I've been back and forth. I was obviously started with the big gun, the 30 size reel, and it was like, hey, you know, we could get it done on a smaller size reel, so a 14 or 16 size reel. Then we went to 12, and now we were kind of doing those Fathom 40 size reels, mm-hmm. and it's, you know, they have what you need to get them done, but again, you start seeing those 150s come over the rail, definitely grab your, you know, 20 size reel, 30 size reel, because, I mean, having that right gear on these fish's faces is huge. I mean,
and then the other thing you want to think about is if it's nighttime, why not have 100?
Yeah.
Right.
Why have 80? Fish 100 pound and fish 120 or 130 pound fluorocarbon.
A lifetime of big fish fishing, Frank, and putting guys on big fish and all the times down at the islands and the hurricane bank, and now with all this big bluefin that's around. How do you, you know, what kind of recommendation do you make to you? Like, how do you, what's the right call between, you know, the larger the rod and reel, oftentimes the physically easier it is for an angler to turn the handle attached to a big one, but also comes battling the gear and, you know, holding a 50 is not the easiest thing to be jigging with. You know, where do you like to see that line between big gear versus fishing with it?
Let's say down the 30 size reel, I think is fine. Okay, as long as, as David explained, you're loaded with Spectra. And, you know, 80 pound to me doesn't, you know, if I'm going to fish nighttime, I'm fishing 100 pound. Mm-hmm. And like I said, the heavier fluorocarbon.
And that's 100 pound as a top shot. You know, that's your...
Well, your top shot on your mm-hmm. Spectra,
yeah.
Yes. And, you know, as far as your Spectra, what would you recommend? I'd go with 130.
Same.
Why have 100 pound?
That's okay. How I feel the same. Yeah, right. I like then, at nighttime, why not give them the rope?
That's right. And then 100 pound for a top mm-hmm. shot. Or if I'm going straight fluorocarbon, I'm going with 130. I'm not going to mess with 100 pound.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the dark, there is no stealth approach to anything. It's getting that lure, getting that lure in front.
And you got to remember that, you know, I believe that 80% of the bluefin that are lost because they get chewed off, all right? Or because the angler drops his rod too fast. You got to remember that when you've got that big knife jig on there, there's a lot of weight there.
Sure.
And if you aren't pumping and keeping a tight line mm-hmm. on that fish all the time, you stand a great chance of dropping the hook. Okay. And then the other thing about them, if they've got that thing down deep enough, as I've told you before, when those things get to about 60 feet down, they get upright. They're not on their side. They get upright. And they start that crap with their heads just going back and forth.
Head shaking SOBs, man.
And boy, if you don't realize how sharp their teeth are the next time you catch one, just run your finger across their teeth and see how quickly you bleed.
Yeah, right. Yeah. They can sure be a frustrating fish coming to color, Dave. Yeah. And I know you and your team had a lot of success with those big ones last year. But they don't seem to circle. They don't lay nice and flat. They don't circle nice and straight. I mean, the big oval and turn around and go the other direction. And they can sure be an unpredictable fish when it comes time to try to put a gaff in them, get them close to the boat.
Oh yeah, I mean. You have those ones that come up user-friendly and it's like, oh, okay, I like this. And then, yeah, you get those stubborn ones, it's up the side doing the full boat tour. But that's one thing we kind of conquer with these bigger ones around. It's like we either fight them in the stern or the bow. You never want to get caught midship with them just for that sake of those huge circles they do when they're, being stubborn.
With this bigger grade of fish that we're talking about and you two both having so much experience, can you do that? Can you, position a guy in the bow or the stern? I mean, does the fish always dictate where it ends up? Or can you can you drag a big fish to the direction that you want it?
And if having the right gear, I think so. Mm-hmm. I mean, it all ventures back to having the right gear. Obviously, good help never hurts. But, yeah, I have a feeling we have a pretty good hinkle on being able to dictate where that fish is. I mean, unless it's up high, back up high. Doing the full circle is one thing, but when they're on their side, you can pretty much
put the pressure to the left or to the right. They're gonna walk their way the way you want them to. That's
get
cool.
Get ahead of them, mount it, and turn that handle.
All right, man, we got a couple months. I'm ready to go do this.
Right. Know,
makes
right?
me excited. Corey, let's jump back into the phone.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea, Rick. How about Dave? Dave calling from Spring Valley. Thanks for joining us this morning, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Guys, thanks for taking my call. What a real pleasure to get to talk to these two individuals today. We got the old salt of the sea, Frank, giving a handout to another young individual that's so deserving. So good for both of you. Another great success story, and I know everybody's out there is super excited about it. Quick question
Thank
for
you
Frank.
So much.
Go ahead,
Frank. You've been around for so long, and you're down there all the time and doing everything. I know that it's your operation, but if you had a choice in between one name or the other, would you be rather called the General or the Admiral?
I prefer neither one of those.
Yeah.
Well, I know you do.
That's fun. I appreciate the phone call, Dave.
Oh, that's a good one.
I like it. Hey, this is a fun text from Mario in Pasadena. Good morning, Frank and Dave. Can either of you guys give us a little bit of history behind the Tomahawk? And was that the boat that was once called Cat Special from the Los Angeles area? That's from Mario in Pasadena.
You want me to take
that?
Yeah.
Well, you are the general. I mean, for God's sake.
The Cat Special was originally built at Macaulay's Boatyard in Venice. And it was built for Bobby Fletcher.
For Dart, who we know as Dart, and was head of SAC for many years.
And the boat, after Bobby did very, very well with the boat. And then Bobby got into more of the politics of sport fishing, as we all know. And
needed.
Yeah, thank right. God. And then there were some different owners, and I know of all of them. And some of them did an okay job. Some of them did what I would call miserable job. Okay,
lesser than okay.
And even recently, it didn't have the best operators, best owners. Okay,
that's a clean way of saying it.
when an owner, especially when an owner had nothing to do with sport fishing, but thought, ooh, this is a good way to make money. You know, I've had so many people that got in, that bought boats that weren't raised in sport fishing, and they, after two or three years, they asked me, where is the money in this business? And you know, there is money in the business, but not like many other businesses. And if you don't love this, you have no, don't even think about getting into it. If you don't love it with all your heart, you shouldn't be in it, because it's not worth it. It's not worth the time that you spend on the ocean. It's not worth losing your family over, having your wife always upset because you're not home. Just don't do it.
That's, you know, you're hitting on the head. There's a lot of family things that come with it. There's a lot of, you know, financial troubles that come with it. And if you don't know what you're doing, and you're, like you say, your heart's not in it, then you're not in it.
If you think you're going to be an owner and you're just going to hire somebody to run the boat, you're going to be bankrupt in a short time.
People would talk about that. Oh, man, this guy's making so much money, my trip costs X amount of dollars. And I used to always say, like, man, go out into the parking lot and see that 90% of every guy that runs that boat is driving a 15-year-old pickup truck, and he's doing it himself. Like, he's loading groceries in a dock cart, and he's driving the boat, and it's not better could you say it than what you said?
The costs of doing everything today, you just go down to the landing now, and you notice all the boats are covered up with the plastic. We didn't used to have to do that, but now the environmental thing is, hey, you cannot cut a 2x4 on the boat with a saw and not get your ass in trouble.
Really?
Period, right?
That's period.
Wow.
And all these guys in the yachts, they call the port. Hey, they're working on their boats over there. And the port literally told us just last week, you know, you guys aren't a boatyard. Well, you're right. We're not a boatyard, but we do maintenance on our boat.
Yeah, sure.
So you see Marcus Medak putting up a tent.
Yeah.
Just to cut a piece of wood.
Just to cut wood and put screws in and stuff like that. That's why that's happening. So, you know, all of this adds up into more costs and more frustration.
Time,
sure.
Okay? We have our boats completely covered. And a port official will say, well, you have that opening where the people get in. What about the dust that comes out of there?
That's crazy. It's just crazy.
It's just gotten a bit ridiculous.
A little crazy, okay. Yeah.
So, and all of that is cost and frustration. All
right. And a lot of time at the end of your day and week and month, too. So anyhow.
So, you know, if you don't love this business, the long and short of it is, don't.
Don't get in it. Yeah, right.
Welcome in, Dave.
I know, right?
Oh, man. Well, yeah, we're having such a great time. And again, if you want to join us, there is one open line, 213. It's yours right now, 213-432-1090, or text us via the app. Ton of texts. We're going to get those when we come back on the Let's Talk Hook Up app tomorrow at your 1090 and ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Turner Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Hi, I'm Wendy Tochihara from Iserline. Stop by our booth at the Bart Hall Shows in Del Mar and Long Beach. Check out our new products, enter our knot tying contest, and ask questions of our Iserline fishing coaches at the Bart Hall Shows. See you there.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, having such a great time. Again, if you want to join us, we're giving away a day and a half trip fishing with the new owner-operator, Dave, on the Tomahawk. Just give us a call, 213-432-1090, or text us via the app. We're going to flip a coin. We'll have Dave flip the coin. How about that?
Yeah, I like it.
And we'll decide whether that's going to a caller or a texter at the end of the show.
You got it, man. Yeah. Billy, lots of great stuff going on, lots of great fishing going on. And speaking of that, we're going to find out with Fighting Corey. Time for the Catch Report.
Yeah, man, if you haven't been to Summit Gasoline yet, man, you're missing out. Low, low, low gas prices.
I agree with that.
I was right? there yesterday. I
yeah,
loaded up.
Me too.
I got my 100 pounds of free ice. We had Wyatt's big birthday party
nice.
Yesterday, so I went there with the coolers and loaded up.
Diesel $4.99.
What?
Yeah,
really?
That's what I paid yesterday.
Crazy.
I was there yesterday. It's 60 cents a gallon cheaper than the corner gas station by my house, which is not like the expensive
and,
one. I mean,
and
where,
a 30
where
gallon
I would get,
tank,
yeah,
you're talking $18.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah,
every time
crazy.
You fill up.
It's definitely a visit, man. You got to go see him. Summit Gasoline at the sports arena, like Rick said, 100 pounds of free ice if you purchase 35 gallons or more. Step in and say hello to Martha, the manager, and they're just super friendly. It's yeah. Summit Gasoline at the sports arena.
And, Dave, you know from your days of skiffing, too, like having a place that you can easily pull a trailer in and out of is huge. And then to throw on an extra free 100 pounds of ice while you're filling up the rig, pretty cool, man.
Yeah,
I like
yeah,
those guys.
Cool.
You got it. Well, hey, let's head on up the coast to Dana War Sport Fishing and find out what's going on. Captain Ryan Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good stuff in there this morning. Congrats on the new boat, the new opportunity, Dave. That's awesome, man. Good stuff for you guys.
Yeah.
Well, hey, up here, you know, we rolled through just a standard January winter week up here, you know, with light loads. A couple days, the boat didn't get away from the dock. Just, you know, maintenance here and there and that kind of stuff up here. But half-day fishing has been fair with most of the action right now coming off the bottom. Our water temp's 57, 58 degrees. So some nice sand bass and some whitefish, a little sample of sculpin, some catch and release stuff on the various rockfish species and some sheephead, just, you know, classic winter fishing there on the half-day. Sliding egg sinkers and lighter monofilament line. The guys that were fishing the light stuff, like 8 to 10-pound line, this week, finesse approach for sure did okay on the calico bass too. Three-quarter day right now, we're over that deep hard bottom fishing sculpin. Good action on the artificial stuff this week with plenty of opportunity, I'd say, to take your five fish limit home. No problem there. Some good quality on these sculpin too this week as well. We have some guys fishing those old school Lucanus jigs that were doing well on those things. But samples of whitefish and some sand dabs as well for the guys wanting to fish little strips of squid. On hooks, catching some of that stuff. But, and, you know, if you haven't had a sand dab in a while, I took some home the other night to try some and hadn't had a little bit. Yeah, that stuff is amazing. So Just want to throw that out there. Not that we're going to be, you know, specifically targeting that stuff, but a lot of times that stuff just gets shaken off over the rail. But yeah, man, take that stuff home.
We were talking about that. We were talking about that not long ago, Willie. Actually, I was talking with Frank about it. That is some of the best eating fish.
Wow,
it's so good.
It's delicious. Man.
Head off, little bit of breading, little fry. Like, man, it is so good.
I'll tell you this, Brian. The listeners will get a crack out of this. So Sandab, so easy to get, so tasty. It was a $35 plate at an Italian restaurant this last week.
Yeah.
It might have been $40.
Tony D'Amato that owns Bocce's,
he
has the Petrale sole that they do with a lemon butter.
Like a Verblanc?
Yeah.
Caper?
Yeah, capers. Oh,
hello.
God, is that good.
Wow.
His favorite fish to fish for? Sandab.
There you go.
There you go.
We're with you, Willie.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, yeah, maybe we'll see some more of those captives next week as a result of that. But, yeah, for sure. So, mellow week, no doubt about it. We'll get after it again this next week. You know, weather looks good through the weekend. I think there's some rain and some wind coming for the weekend. So you can sneak away during the week, light loads. You know, give the office a call here at 949-496-5794. You know, we'll build a trip based on our reservations. So, you know, make those calls, save your spots so we can get the boat away from the dock. So good week here. Thanks for the time, guys. And you guys have a great week. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Very good. You know, that's something I'd like to mention to the folks, that if you're thinking about going half-day fishing, I know that you look at the reservations and you go, well, I don't need to make a reservation.
Yeah, there's plenty of room.
There's plenty of room. Well, the boat may not go.
Yeah.
Okay. So if they, you know, if they don't have at least 8 to 10 people, they're just not going to go. It just doesn't make any sense to.
And
so the reservation is very important.
And if you're looking at the reservations today to fish tomorrow and you're thinking, oh, I'll just show up, very likely the boat may have canceled the night before.
Well, that happened to a boat here this morning at one of the landings.
Yeah.
He had two people, so he canceled.
Right.
And there might have been a half a dozen guys looking at that trip thinking, oh, I'm going to go for that. But, yeah, good call, Willie. Well, we always appreciate you and everything that you guys do at Dana War Sport Fishing. Looking forward to a great report next week and thawing out a little bit, drying off this week with some good weather and some good fishing.
No doubt. Thanks again for the time, guys, and we'll talk to you then.
Thanks,
see you later.
Appreciate that very much. Hey, while we're waiting to continue our catch report with our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, had a great text come through. Another Dave from Anaheim, says, Dave, my bucket list fish of all times is an opa. Do you guys ever run across opa on the tuna ground? Do you ever associate them with any kind of underwater structure? How could I target one? How do I find one?
I'd say I haven't seen an opa last 4 or 5 seasons. I mean, yeah, there's a few caught. I feel like a couple times I did see, I think last was on the angler. We fished the kelp, dropped a jig down deep, shiny blue and chrome jig, and snagged an opa there. Other than that, I feel like they're always on that deeper water column. So to target them, you know, I just can't say I've ever targeted those things. I don't want to speak.
No,
I did it too much myself. I know we've accidentally caught them, but definitely on a deep fall jig, and both times we're on a kelp.
Okay.
At least that's
to target that fish would be very, very difficult.
Yeah.
But in the older days, we caught more of them because we used to take our rent rodders and always put the largest rubber core on for the rent rodders. And they were the ones that always caught the opa.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
So a nose hook sardine and a sinker, which, you know, we should be catching a few more of them now because we're fishing
so
the sinker rigs
fishing
on these tuna. And I haven't seen that much more,
mm-hmm.
but I know darn good and well you don't catch one fly line very
well. Yeah.
Okay.
So
down there.
You got to get a little deeper. And like David mentioned, the kelps are often holding on those.
And no real association with deep water structure or anything like that. It's just, okay. All right. Well, hey, good call, or good text, rather, Dave. Appreciate it very much. Corey, let's jump back into the phones.
Let's do it, Rick. How about Jim? Jim Cohn from National City. Good morning, Jim. Appreciate
Hi, Jim.
You joining us.
Yeah, great show, Corey, Rick, and Frank. And congratulations to Dave becoming a owner-operator of the Tomahawk. I haven't been on her yet, but I've seen her many times. And with that white body and red trim, she sticks out like a diamond. But my question today, it's been partially answered I'm 75, kind of, I believe about 280. Give me a description of the bunks. I heard you talk about Dart being a one-time owner. So if Dart was a one-time owner, I'm sure those bunks are good size. Could you give me a description,
please? Absolutely. No, they are. They are. Double wides, let's see, we have about a dozen double wides. And the rest, the center rows, are pretty much twins, call it. But, yeah, no, there's definitely wide hallways. The bathrooms are a little bigger than normal. And then, you know, being able to maneuver all around the sides of the boat, it's set up correctly. And I think yeah, you'd see it for yourself.
Jim, it is definitely a boat for you. Jim is an old-time football player, and you would have no problem. I know the boat, and I know you. This would definitely be a very good boat for you. It's big. It's comfortable. The galley is big and comfortable. Like I said, that's the one thing about the Tomahawk is you see it coming down the line. It's big. It's big in every way. And Dart wasn't a short guy. And
I was just going to say that. Yeah. Like, for Dave's purpose, up in the wheelhouse,
it's plenty of room. It's nice that it's high in there, too. Yeah.
Hey, appreciate the phone call very much, Jim. Thanks a lot for that. Let's continue on with Catchport, Corey.
All right. Right, and hey, we've got our surf guru, my favorite report of the entire week, Gundy. Good morning.
Thanks, guys. Hey, how's it going?
Gundy, we're doing excellent, man. Not the easiest week for fishing the beach, but stoked that we finally got some good conditions here. And was there any surf fishing that went down here this last week?
Yeah, actually, we did have a pretty surprising standout. You know, as we always talk about, the northern beaches there, Oxnard, Ventura, usually starts cleaning up first, and we start seeing that this week, the water conditions getting better, you know, the urban beaches still, off color water, that sort of deal. But the hook, line, sinker was telling me yesterday that the guy's starting to put together some perch catches off the Oxnard Ventura beaches there. They also had three legal halibut, and that's a good sign that the Lucky Craft guy's going at it again. But the standout fish was, again, Oceanside Harbor. The guys, and they were saying the water wasn't clean, a little off color, but cleaning up. But they had a 41-inch halibut in there on a live sardine, you know. Wow. So here we go. We've been on this theme a little bit this winter about, you know, fishing live bait and kind of micro-fishing these areas. And that Oceanside Harbor's been one. With the off-color water, what you're going to get as things clean up is you'll probably get bait come in and start feeding on that, on some of that stuff, and it starts the food chain. So, you know, like we say, keep your eyes peeled for these halibut going forward. There's not going to be a lot of bites, but you can see there's some quality fish in the mix. 41 inches, that's a dandy.
Man, that's a trophy.
That's a real good one, Gundy. And I know, man, you've been involved in this industry for decades, and there is some correlation for sure with rain and rivers and bays and estuaries getting flushed out. There's some correlation that inhibits that halibut to just be attracted to it all, Gundy. Don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, when you get these storms, it just stirs up a lot of stuff. There's a lot of feed, so you start with the lower levels of the food chain and then up through the anchovy and sardine, and you start seeing the bait come around, and then the freshwater runoff. We always talk about how that attracts the stripers. But the other thing you get is the contours in the beach. You know, you get these new trenches and dish outs, and especially at river mouths, you know, you're going to get sandbars, and you know, I'm very familiar with Doheny there, and when you get that creek blows out, it forms this sandbar that kind of hooks southward, and those halibut will lay on that sandbar, and you'll catch fish all the way through spring. So that's something to note too. And the Lucky Craft bite, as soon as the water cleans up, I'd say those fish are gonna be banging those Lucky Craft.
Ooh, that's some good dope, Gundy. Good, appreciate it.
Boy,
great.
He's giving away his secret.
Yeah. I know. there's some Dana Point, Orange County, Doheny Beach fishermen that were not too stoked to hear that report, Gundy. That's a great one.
It's always changing on the beach, you know, so I'm not too worried about that. Show, guys. Have a nice week, huh?
Gundy, great report as always, buddy. Appreciate you keeping us up to date. Even in tougher weather, man, you always put a great report together for us.
Yeah, it's good stuff for sure. And, hey, man, you're fishing that surf, you need to know the tides. And Good news. The 2023 CCA sport fishing calendar's out, man. Go down to your local tackle shop, Fisherman's Landing, or you can go to surffishtackle.com and get yours today, man.
That's
it's
it.
Good times.
You hey, got it.
We're going to be right back. It's the top of the hour. More with the Tomahawk, Dave, and Frank when we return on the Let's Talk Cook About Your Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights are fishing in protective, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we engineered the truck of the future for everyone. Ford F-150, available with a ProPower onboard generator and a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. Because the truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's for America. Ford F-150. Drive one today. Come in now for a huge selection of vehicles, like the 2022 Ford F-150 for 1.9% APR for 60 months, only at your San Diego County Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 1.9% APR financing for 60 months at $1,748 per month, per thousand finance, regardless of down payment. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 4/3/2023. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Bizzano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Hi, I'm Pat McDonald here to tell you that the Hall Shows are back. Bart Hall Shows February 16th through the 19th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds and March 29th through April 2nd at the Long Beach Convention Center. Share the passion of outdoor recreation as we celebrate 75 years of Hall Shows family fun.